From Rags to Ricky, written and read by Sid Owen. Prologue. The plane looked massive. As I walked across the tarmac at Luton Airport, Mum holding me hand to make sure I didn't dart off, Dad and my brothers climbed easily up the clanging metal stairs while my little legs struggled to keep up. No way was I being left behind. For the first time ever, we were all getting a proper family holiday abroad in sunny Menorca. We'd seen the posters on travel agents' windows, all palm trees and beaches. That had been the nearest we'd ever got to visiting anywhere different. But now we were actually going ourselves. Everyone was fit to bursting. It only took us kids seconds to work out that if you pressed the button, the seat reclined, and if you stood up on it, you could reach a light switch you could flick on and off. Basically, anything within reach that could be played with was played with to maximum effect before Mum or Dad delivered a slap. Everyone liked the seat pocket in front, with all the magazines and stuff, but best of all, there was a fold-away table. My older brothers remember being even more excited when Mum said we'd get a tray of food with a pudding and everything once we were in the sky. Then this beautiful woman in a fancy uniform was smiling down at us and checking seat belts while another one did a safety demo, which looked like some sort of strange arm dance. Anyway, there we are, on the tarmac, about to taxi down the runway and take off. Mum, Dad, Mark, Darren, Scott and me. The crew had just started shutting the doors and pulling the stairs away when police cars suddenly appeared outside the window, all flashing lights and sirens, getting closer and closer. Next thing we knew, the cabin was full of the old Bill, barreling up the aisle towards us. They grabbed my dad and stuck him in handcuffs and dragged him out. We were screaming, terrified. Then they marched Mum, my brothers and me off the plane and drove us all away in the back of a van, or meat wagon, as my family called them. What happened next is a blank in my memory. We must have been taken back to London. I don't know what Dad was arrested for, but they didn't manage to nail him that time. It would have been better for us all if they had. Chapter 1. State and Kidney, Sydney. My mum's life had seen a fair bit of drama, mostly related to her choice in men. By the time I came along, I was born in January 1972, in the Royal Free Hospital, Islington, North London. These days you think of Islington as a wealthy area, but it wasn't back then. We lived to the north of Pentonville, part of a large working class population which was usually at the sharp end of any economic crisis. I arrived right at the start of one of them. Britain was soon to be in a total financial meltdown. The national debt was so bad that the whole country was on the brink of bankruptcy. Industrial relations were in tatters, with my early childhood marked by constant strikes, three-day weeks and regular power cuts, sometimes no electricity at all. My family had been hit by many slumps down the generations. My maternal grandfather, Donald McNeil, who, as you might have guessed, was Scottish, was born in the early 1900s and had battled through the Great Depression of the 1930s. Forced to come down to London to try and find work. He arrived without two bob to rub together, but rolled up his sleeves and grafted away at whatever he could. It was far from rich pickings back then, but he was canny and managed to get himself one of the best newspaper pitches in the city. It was not that far from Pentonville geographically, but as the financial centre of the country was a different world, Grandpa ran a tight stand, but actually selling the newspapers was only part of it. They say he was also great with people, genuinely liked them. He was as working class as they come, but could charm the pants off the toffs. He had the banter, the wit, the warmth. It was the same then as it is now. If you put a bit of sparkle into someone's day, make them laugh even for a moment, they walk away with a smile, feeling a bit better about the world and themselves. It's a kind of acting and well-crafted routine. Happy customers would then come back and hopefully be more generous with their tips. Donald also needed to make the right friends and avoid the wrong enemies, because if he didn't, your little earner would soon be someone else's. My granny Florence was a Londoner and quite a character herself. Known to everyone as Flo, she was a bit older than Donald, having been born at the end of Queen Victoria's reign. I wonder how many pubs were already called the Queen Vic back then. Granny had been